What's up, girl?
What's going on, Shell? What's going on, Queen?
What's up? Welcome to another wonderful episode of Shelby's World.
Yes.
With your host, Shelby, and your girl,
Candace Queen C.
How y'all doing today? It is Wednesday, January 22nd.
I can't believe it. This
month. I told you what I said.
It'd be going like this.
I said that on the day after we did the first show of the year. That this month was going to
fly by. And it did just that.
Look at that.
Hey, look. Next week. Whole new month. Next Saturday?
Yes.
New month. February. Here we go. Black History Month. Yes, y'all. Yes. Let's go, Shell.
So, welcome to the show today, y'all. We are excited for today's show. Queen Candace went to Houston, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. We got two other great topics for y'all. So she's going to talk about that, and that's going to be really interesting. We kind of delved into it a little bit, and it seems like Queen came back fed. So I'm looking forward to hearing that with you all and sharing that experience with her. Also, we're going to talk about some things that are going on in Leon County. You know,
always.
Hey, we're gonna definitely talk about that
now.
And then we're gonna talk about football and the trauma behind that, you know, just shed a little light on that area, because it's always going on. It's never it's a ongoing thing. So concussions and stuff, and traumas in sports and any type of in sports that cause those injuries. So but before we get into that, y'all, let's talk about our fact of the day.
Yes. Come on, Shell.
The Dalai Lama was on the CIA payroll from the late 1950s to 1974. Mm-hmm. And he was making $180,000 a year.
Way back then? Dalai Lama?
From the late 1950s to 1974. It's a long time.
But
I guess my only question is, what was he doing for this funding? Like, what was he, a spy on his own people? Like, what was it? That's interesting to me. So, the fact of the day was an interesting fact, but I want to learn a little bit more what he.
I got to research that.
Yeah, what his role was.
What his role was actually
in the United States for us, for the CIA.
For him to be getting paid and everything.
$180,000 a year in the late 1950s. Who making that much money?
Who was making that much money? I don't think any of my family members, but hey, who knows?
Oh, and for some of us who do not know who or what the Dalai Lama is, Dalai Lama, I think I'm saying it wrong, but whatever. He's the head monk of the Tibetan Buddhism and traditionally has been responsible for governing of Tibet until the Chinese government took control in 1959, which is when he became under the CIA payroll.
So he had to be spying on his own country.
So before 1959, his official residence was Potala Palace in Lhasa, the capital of Tibet.
That's really, why would he be? Okay.
So that's very interesting.
Government stuff.
Yes, government stuff. Stuff that we're not supposed to
know about.
You know, government stuff. So that's our fact of the day. If you guys are interested in learning a little bit more about that, go check it out on kickassfacts.com. That's where the facts are, but definitely go Google and find out as much as you can on the Dalai Lama. We want to know why. And if y'all find out anything before we come back to y'all on it,
please hit us
up. Let us know.
Let us know so we can
what he was doing. You feel me? And today, our quote of the day is, a man who won't die for something is not fit to live. That is the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, just celebrated King's Monday.
Yes. And his official birthday was the
15th of January.
So, happy birthday, the late and great.
Your contributions.
Yes, yes, yes. Before we get into the show today, you got any interesting things you want to let the people know about, Queen?
We're getting ready to do a pop-up shop here at J2 Couture on March 21st, so be looking out for that. We got also She's Good at the HD Church on March 6th through the 8th. So also get ready for that, guys. We got a lot in store. Hey, excited. Let's go.
Yes. So we got some things coming up that I want, before I even say it out loud and speak it, I want to go ahead and get the flyer together for it, and then we'll kind of talk about that a little later on the next show.
Get ready, get ready, it's get ready. It's on.
And again, Shelby's World. Shelby's World Podcast is going to be going on the road.
Yes.
Queen Candace and I, we will definitely be in certain cities throughout the state and Florida a lot. We're going to start off in Florida.
Y'all. It is exciting. It's exciting.
So whenever we're in your area, we may be doing like a pop-up podcast. And you guys come on out if you want to be a guest. We'll be posting things on our...
we got some guests coming up in February.
Yes, February. That's, we're going to be full of guests in March.
That's going to be good. I'm ready for that. Oh, yeah. Oh, especially the ones we got. Ooh, y'all going to love those.
Yes, we got good guests. So stay on the lookout for that. And Queen, tell us about Houston.
Oh, my God. People, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Houston, guys, let me tell you, Houston was amazing. When I say, when I left here Thursday morning at 6, I was expecting just what I was expecting, even more. It was the Winner Circle Conference, Keys to Unlocking Your Next Level. Man, look here. I end up getting 2 keys, so that's 2, that's double blessings for me. You know,
good job, man.
But it was... it was so powerful, so much wisdom. Oh, I can't even name. Dr. Connie Stewart from out of Houston, she's actually was the host, and she was actually the one that actually put the whole event on, her and her team. Oh, guys, like, she dropped some nuggets. Please get on IG at Queens Movement 1. I have some clips on there. It was just so powerful. I mean, I learned so much, and just about every... It was 20 coaches that spoke. Just about every one of them have written a book or writing books and helping other people to write books. And just, they was just, they really just, we don't even call them nuggets anymore. We call them diamonds. Because that's just how much wisdom they was dropping on us. Like Dr. Connie had said, she used to have a Range Rover. She had a Mitsubishi. She has a Mitsubishi now, as she said. But she had a Mitsubishi and she had her old Range Rover key. And her thing was, look, people be imitating this Mitsubishi key for a Range Rover key. So why you see, the thing is, people out here imitating stuff, and you worry, you so busy worried about what they got going, you can't even follow what you got going on. And half of them are out here imitating. But she said she had more stress and was no peace with that Range Rover. Now that she got the Mitsubishi, she got more peace.
More peace.
More peace. So hey. But it was so powerful. I bought 2 books from Lady Angela Mesquite. And she's actually a pastor. End up finding out that she's also a licensed cosmetologist. She makes brooches also. She makes some custom-made wigs. Met this young lady and 2 of her ladies, Monique and Rachel. Rachel actually has been through a lot. She's going through transition. Rachel is also getting ready to write 2 books. I can't remember Rachel's name, but I will get that information out. She's getting ready to write 2 books herself. One is already written. It's just getting published. And Monique was very interesting, very funny, but down to earth. She's spoken to me. And look, y'all, I don't be crying around people, but I was crying, like boo-hooing. But it was something that I needed. I needed to let it go for I can get on to the transition where I'm trying to go and where God's trying to take me. So I was very happy. I was very blessed. Just meeting women and men that just got so much power. I mean, when you can, trust me, you can see the glory on people when they are truly living in their calling that they are called here on earth to do. And I seen that. I'm rubbing shoulders with people. Got them 3. They, as they call it, the 3 comma club. These millionaires, we like shoulder to shoulder. Like, I mean, like, that's why we said, these ain't niggas. These are diamonds that that's these people was dropping on us. And really, they just told their story and how they got to where they at. One young lady, her name is Nikki Jackson. Nikki Jackson, millionaire, end up losing it all. She said she was, while she was around him making these 6 to 7 figures, she was sleeping on somebody's couch. No car, nothing, no house, no nothing. Lost it all and turned around and built it all back up again. So she has several businesses, from doing like helping people with foster care, from lifestyle and finances. I mean, just everything. Tax business. She actually invested in 14 businesses.
And that's one of the ones that you was sitting up being coached by, or one of the ones in the audience?
She was one of the ones being coached by. She was the last coach. It was four. They did it in four quarters. It was 20 coaches that spoke. Mm-hmm. Each one of them had like 5 to 10 minutes to actually speak. They gave all their pointers and tips on the overhead projector so you could write stuff down. But I mean, guys, it was so powerful. You really had to be there to experience the whole thing. It was just so, it was so much. But I am gonna load the little clips that I got up to the Queens Movement YouTube page so you guys can check it out and see. But I'm telling you, it was great. It was so, so great. We met some amazing people, and I can't wait. I can't wait to go back. I can't wait. They actually get ready to do a Winter Circles tour, so they're going to be coming to Tallahassee. They're going to be going to D.C., Atlanta. Like, people already calling her, asking for this. Just trying to book it. So, guys, the only thing I can say, you got to experience, is not like any other empowerment event that I have been to. Like, they gave us all the coaches' information just for attending. And guess what? Look, I only paid $50 for VIP. Only $50 for VIP to be able to connect with 20 people in different fields that can help you, whatever field you in, that can actually help you get to where you're trying to go.
Right.
And I do believe all of us need a mentor or some type of coach in our life.
Somebody that's already doing it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody that can push you to that next level. So, guys, y'all just stay tuned.
And they coming to Tallahassee.
They're going to come to Tallahassee. Well, Dr. Connie, she'll be here in Tallahassee on March the 6th through the 8th at the HD Church for the She's Good conference that's happening. And you know what? I'm also sponsoring somebody. So stay tuned to that. I'm going to put an announcement. I'm going to sponsor one person to go to the brunch. That's going to be that Saturday.
Y'all hear that? Queen is going to sponsor. Be looking out for that.
Be looking out for that, because you don't want to miss it. You don't.
Right.
It's and very empowering.
You might want to check out her Instagram pages for that, because I'm sure she's going to be loading it up.
I am. And there's some clips already on there from this weekend. So yes. IG and my...
really great clips. Too.
Very good clips. And I'm going to put some more clips up there once I edit through my camera and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I'm just going to give you a little taste. So you can know when that conference, when it do come, the empowerment conference do come, or the Winter Circle, you will know and you'll be ready to go.
That's because
you need them. You need them diamonds too. We all need them diamonds. So.
Not nuggets, y'all.
Not nuggets. They diamonds.
Diamonds. Jewelry. Diamonds.
Jewelry. Like jewels, you know. So get ready, and I'm actually gonna be getting ready to actually become a life coach myself.
That's good.
So I'll let y'all guys know about that once I get certified. So, hey, we're doing big things. We got, hey, new things going on. It's time to move forward.
All throughout this year.
So, y'all get ready. Shelby Podcast, Queens Movement, Shelby Bistro, J2 Couture. Look, we doing it. Y'all just support us.
Walking in our calling, walking in our purpose.
So, let's go. What's next?
Well, thank you, Queen. I appreciate that, because that was very enlightening. And I just walking in today and seeing the glow in your face, I knew you really enjoyed
it. I enjoyed it.
So I'm glad
I got what I wanted.
I'm glad you got fed.
I got what I wanted.
I'm really glad about that, because like you said, that was the greatest one you've been to. It's times you go to these events and you feel like you're doing more work at the event than you're just doing trying to be empowered. So yeah.
And you got to come when look. What I learned, I can't help but come back and execute what I need to execute.
That's right.
For myself and what I'm trying to do for my own business, my own life, my own legacy for my children and beyond that. What I learned, look, that's why I recorded it. So I can go back and listen and get, okay, they said this. Okay, let me put this into my little pot. Let me see what I can do with this. So, you know, I had a great time, y'all. Hey, over there on IG, we see y'all. Thanks for watching us.
And even though what may work for another person may not work for someone else, that's why when you go to these events, you hear different concepts and different ways to manifest your dreams and your goals. because it may, the person that spoke first may not even reach you, but that second person may dig deep into your soul.
So it was 20 people, 20 coaches spoke.
I'm sure somebody had to reach you
out of those 20. If not all, somebody had to reach you. Or you just take them little diamonds from each one. You know, plug it into you and you just go. You just do what you need to do. But it was amazing. The women that I went with was so amazing. We had so much fun. I mean, like, I could tell you, I called my grandmother and even told her how much fun I had. And she was just like, baby, I'm just so happy for you. That's just how much fun I had, guys.
That's great. Shout out
to my my travelers over the weekend. Love y'all, ladies. Y'all, my sister queens. Love y'all.
Well, we appreciate Queen blessing us with that wonderful empowerment message that she gave, and especially about the Mitsubishi to the Range Rover, you know.
Okay. No, the Range Rover to the Mitsubishi.
I mean, the Range Rover to the Mitsubishi.
No problems over there with that Range Rover. Yeah. She said she ain't have no peace.
That's right.
But she got this Mitsubishi. She got that peace and more, so hey. Think about that.
That clip is actually on my IG page. That means you
putting
a little bit more on yourself than you have to.
We got to have that peace. That's right.
So, I wanted to talk about something that's really like a big broadcasting thing here in Tallahassee. And I know it shouldn't be. But some strange reason, and I don't know why, because, and the reason why I think it's interesting, because I've been following my home, you know, when you click on your internet on your phone,
mm-hmm.
and you get this home page first that tells you about either some news stories, shows maybe your most recent visits.
Yeah, your recent search.
Right, so it becomes, and it becomes a bookmark, because you're always visiting those things, okay? So now and one thing I've never done on my phone is go on the Leon County Jail website, went on a booking report, none of that, not on my cell phone. So now on my home feed, I'm starting to get the booking report. As soon as I click it, Queen, it's right there. It's like the first article now. So I'm like, I'm not gonna feed into it because I'm not one of those people. I'm one of those people who feel like if stuff is poking me dead in my face, I don't have to see
it. You don't have to see it, yeah.
Because now you just jugging at me.
Like, open me up.
Right.
Open me up.
And I don't want to. So I see this and I'm like, why is this a big thing? Why is this such a big thing? And you know it is a huge thing because I have some of my friend girls send me.
Check it every day.
Oh, good. And they'll see you like, oh, my God. And I ain't never, like, I guess because I ain't never been nosy. And I ain't never really cared. Too much about it, but a lot of people either doing it just, you know, for the
just to
shits
be nosy.
And giggles. Some doing it just to be nosy. Some doing it because they want to see, make sure somebody they know ain't in there. You know, it's different reasons why people are on
there. A lot of them being nosy.
But what is going on with that? That's my question of the day. Why is the booking report so important? To where they have now, they're force feeding it for making you to click it. Remember, we were talking about the articles and headlines that they're trying to get you to click, 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 clickety click. This is one of them. Why y'all? What's so important on that booking report that you forcing me to?
I do not want to see nobody locked up.
No,
I don't even hear about that.
That's sad. It's already sad to me.
People check it every day. They either check in the booking report or they watch it Channel 6.
I don't watch the news.
But that booking report is serious. I mean, it's real serious. People get on that every day. Faithfully. I'm talking about 7 days a week. They on that checking the booking report to see. And screenshotting it. Girl, did you see such and such? That's big, man. That's why y'all ain't where you supposed to be at.
Exactly.
That's exactly why you're not where you're supposed to be at, because you're too busy worrying about who is on the booking report.
I'm very interested in that, like knowing why is that so important? Why? Because I know, yes, I'm very familiar with people being nosy and all that, but I'm really interested in why people go check that
every day.
Why people got it on their main page just so they can go see it. Like, I want to know.
Well, and then post it on social media.
They're serious about this booking report because they share it.
Let somebody see it. I don't know. That's crazy. Y'all, look, get back to us with why.
What y'all
especially
think?
Especially here in Leon County, Tallahassee, the Big Ben area. You know, get back with us. Tell us why.
Tell us why y'all think it's so.
Do you know people that check it?
I mean, because like a lot, like I said, my three main reasons that people check it is because they making sure nobody they know on there. They either just nosy or they want to make sure or they just want to see who got arrested so I can know who the police. Like, I
that's true.
What?
That's true. Hey.
I don't know.
I never understood that.
It's kind of, if it's just a nosy thing, then we really got to find something else to do.
They want to have something to talk about. You know, they want to have something to talk about.
But if it's really like a thing to check to see if somebody you know in that NBA, you might got to start changing your circle. Because
if you got to check it to see if your homeboy, your homegirl up there, yeah, you need to change your circle.
Yeah, like.
Because you ain't progressing. Because you checking to see if your peeps up on the booking report every day. Nah.
Don't.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good on that one.
I think it's
I got
a reason,
too much to do.
I think it's a reason why people actually be stigmatizing to getting on that, checking that every single day, every single day, every single day. It's embarrassing to me. I didn't feel like the city decided to do this just to help save a life. I felt like they were trying to air out people's
dirty laundry.
And do things to try to bring down that morale. Because, you know, now if you know jobs and stuff, checking the booking report.
Look, we already got the little paper that come out, weekly or monthly? With all the people that then got arrested, who had the warrants and stuff like that.
I ain't even know about that.
And the people that's pedophiles, have sexual charges. All of that. Like, they be over there, like, go over there to the King Food Store, Tony's.
That's where they be at?
Any other little hood store, you know.
But that's what it is. And you know what? And that ain't even right. But that's what it is.
But that's what it is.
Look what they put up at.
I can't go to the Circle K up here on the Parkway.
And get that because I ain't never seen it. That's one of the most, probably because I frequent Circle K's.
Yeah, like you can't get that in the Circle K. But you go to any one of those stores that's owned by A-Raps or anybody over there in that South Side. Or North Side area. Y'all know the areas I'm talking about. 4th Ave, South City, all of that. You will
get one of the papers.
And I think it's all the Big Ben area.
Kim's Seafood, the seafood store.
She used to have
I remember seeing something like that. And I was sitting up here trying to... Because as soon as you started talking about how they show like pedophiles and stuff, that started kind of registering. I'm like,
they always have them in there, but you won't find them in Publix. You wouldn't find it in Walmart. It's always,
in
I know
area.
For a fact, I only seen them in those. I haven't seen them nowhere else. But that's the same as the booking report, because I want to say that paper come out like every week. So, hey, you know.
Well, the more you know.
That's why y'all need to go vote. Get with your city council members and, you know, we can change things
that,
if we go do
that. Because, you
stuff
know, the local votes,
it.
They say, seem to be a little bit more, you know, the local areas and the local votes
are more important than
yeah,
well, all of it's important, but if you're here in Leon County, you need to be voting for your officials here in Leon County. Because you live here.
Yeah.
So you can't be mad when different laws go into effect here.
I don't
Leon
be mad about
County.
None of it anyway.
You know,
I
like,
got
something to say. You can't speak on something if you ain't done nothing about it.
I done got accustomed to things being how they gonna make them anyway.
So,
but I still feel as if like local stuff because matters.
It does. It does. So
more than
if
anything.
If you won't change, hey. And we're gonna be pushing that. Wait, voter registration out. You probably got some stuff in the mail because I know I did. I'm already a voter. I've been a voter since 18, so. Y'all go register to vote. That's important, too. Make sure you do that. And your 18-year-old kids that's turning 18. My daughter turned 18. I made sure she was registered.
But I do want them to stop pushing up on the kids who's 16.
16, 17.
Trying to get them registered early. You're not going to get all my child information this early so you can start soliciting them for stuff they can't do.
They can't do yet.
Like, I just feel like that's unimportant.
Yeah.
It don't make sense to me.
That book
is important. But back to the booking report.
Back to the booking report.
If There is a reason. Tell us why. Let us know why you feel the booking report is something that has become a favorable thing in the city, because we in Leon County, and it's always out there. Like, and I'm gonna say this honestly.
I mean, you can go even back for like months on the booking report.
Some of my white coworkers have told me that like they go in there and check it because they have brothers and sisters and stuff that always get in trouble and they don't talk to them. Okay. So you gonna go and check the booking report to find out where your family is just calling your family?
That's crazy.
I said, baby, listen, if I got to check the booking report to see if my brother or sister locked up, then I'm not doing right in life. I just don't.
I mean, they ain't checking up on you.
Yeah, I mean, come on, let's change the narrative. It's time to start.
We're gonna.
But I do want to hear why y'all think, because my take on it was like booking report, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I really think it's all ugly. I feel like putting out people's business, sharing details of people's life. You can if it's something petty, you might mess up a person's job.
Yes.
Just by putting this out there, and if it ain't hitting the ACA database, then it shouldn't be on no damn newspaper.
Hey. But that's what it is.
But that's what we've come to now.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. That's what we've come to. Oh, she said she can't hear me. Sorry about that, Dre. Oh yeah, I did turn my volume down. Lord Jesus. Ooh, I'm about to take it off of silent. There we go. I had turned my volume down, baby. You can hear me now.
Sorry.
All right, so. Cheryl. Yeah, so but that's our take on the booking report.
I don't like it. So
we're not very happy about it. I can say that.
I never been fond of it anyway.
No, and I wish it disappeared. Like, if you think somebody in jail, go do it the old fashioned way. Go
all click jail.
Or go to Google search, click on Leon County inmate search, and take it to the page. You don't got to be all, y'all don't got to
posting
people
Facebook.
Stuff like that, man. That's so messy.
That's people
messy.
Information posting on Facebook. Nobody don't want to don't do people like that. Come on now.
Yeah.
I be getting on people about just taking random pictures of people, posting it on Facebook because you see somebody in the grocery store with they butt or something out. Man, come on, people.
We was talking about that. I can't, I hate it.
Get a life, people. Like, yeah.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm. That don't make sense. But hey, we got to do better. But hey, some will, some won't.
Right.
So we got this. What's next, Shell?
The football and sports, the injuries that go along with that.
Fans, brain injuries.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you a story.
Go ahead, Queen.
My son, 13. Zion wanted to play Pop Warner at the age. Let me see. He was probably in the third grade when he finally was like, Mom, could I play football? And I was like, no, I'm a huge football fan. Don't get it wrong. I love college football. But my child out there playing Pop Warner at that age, I don't even think children should be out there playing contact sport like that at that age, 7, 8 years old. Look, they still trying to grow. Body still growing, brain still growing, all of that. So I said no. So came his fifth grade year, we let him play.
Mm-hmm.
My son, his vision is not that good. He has to wear contacts. He'll have to wear contacts and glasses the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally let him play. After the season was over, he said, my mom asked him, well, you know, Zion, do you want to... are you going to play football next year? My son told my mom, no, Grandma, I'm not playing. For the simple fact, I did some research, and I ain't trying to get no concussion.
Okay.
This is at the age of 10.
So he already had
done research. He had already done research from watching YouTube videos. I didn't know he was doing this. He told my mom, my parents, all of this. For him to even make that decision, it was in elementary, middle school. So I was relieved, even though I did want him to play at first, but probably once he got to the high school level. But now that he knows, hey, if he don't want to play, he don't want
to
play.
He don't have to,
but he plays basketball now, which is a little bit better, but that's still contact too, because that could be a dangerous sport too, because you're going fast down that court. But that football, I love football, but football is a dangerous sport. It is very dangerous, and most kids, that's their way out. that's, you know, the way, the neighborhood.
I think that's kind of where I wanted to kind of start my point from, was how people are groomed for it.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, us as parents, we are in the position of where we want to actually start researching things before our kids start doing stuff. We want to start having understanding of things before our kids start doing things. We don't just jump right into it these days. And I think, and it's not to actually demean anybody or demean any type of way of the way things work. We now do not just believe in doing things the way things work. Not in this day and time. So when you got so many people trying to not recycle the way things used to be, but recreate new ways, you don't have so many parents saying your only way out now is through sports.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that. You have them pushing academics. You have them pushing becoming business owners and business leaders. And you have them pushing to be more than what we were or what they were.
Yes.
Everybody not pushing their kids into sports anymore. Some still are and truly are, because they really believe that may be, they may not feel like their child is as educated or not going to pull it off in college to do this. They got to have a little bit of push. But people are not just depending on sports anymore.
And that's good.
It's real good. It's a real good thing. But then you have the things that go on from the research. Even if you know what's going on, people still push it. People still allow their kids to do it. They have stories, constant stories out about people, what they're going through now after they've played years and years of football.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing people who
and
box.
They're young.
Yeah, they're young.
Like, we're talking about 35 to 45 years old that's going through these different type of injuries. And they can't even, half of them got kids that still.
That they can't even take care of.
They can't,
like, they're after some of the stories I've seen, Queen, are stories where they completely, immobile. Their wives are feeding them. Their friends are feeding them. Things are going on. I don't understand. So I guess to me, what other things could we start pushing our children to do or grooming our kids to do beyond the sports level? What do you think?
I say business. That's just because I'm a business-minded person. Look, I come from a family of entrepreneurs, so business is going to always be. Find something that you're good at. Find something that your child likes. Look, we all have hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
We all have things that's instilled in us, too, that we can actually take to become our own business, our own job. To me, when you're working for yourself, you feel like you're not working at all.
Right.
You don't have to get up and go work for someone. And don't get it wrong. There's nothing wrong with going, getting up, working for somebody. There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, look, we all have our own position in this world. We all designed for different stuff. Some is designed to work up under somebody and work for them to get that business to where it's supposed to
mm-hmm.
be. Some are not. Some are designed to work for themselves and make a legacy for themselves that way. So, but sports, I tell my son, and we were just talking about this, he wanted to play basketball. Well, you got to have a 3.0 or better to play basketball.
Yep.
Like, my household, academics always came first. Oh, like, nice. You don't want to be a dumb athlete. And I can recall growing up, I grew up in the 80s. It was mm-hmm. a lot of athletes that didn't even know how to read but had multi-million
yeah,
dollar contracts.
They had,
and now they don't have, a lot of them don't have anything.
Even when we was going to school, we was in high school, you saw the football players and the basketball players get passed on. Or get pushed, you know, through a grade, just even though that they didn't work for that grade, just mm-hmm. because they are needed on the field. So we groomed them to be that way. It's like, and then they get grown, they expect things to keep happening that way
and
because
it's not,
they're athletes,
and it's not reality.
And it's not reality.
That's not reality at
it's
all.
Not. It's not. So the concussion thing. And before any, we know that there's research out there that states that there are constant concussions within the football industry and in the boxing industry. We haven't heard of so many concussions when it came to basketball, and
no.
You don't see people getting knocked out too much with bats on this
baseball field.
It's not a really big thing. However, there are high research. There's a high level of research that has been done to football
and probably in soccer too.
Probably, yeah,
with their head.
But before you start encouraging your children to do these things, make sure that you are well equipped to be able to take care of that child if something happens to him, traumatic. Out there, and everything can lead to something traumatic. We know that. But there are bigger things and bigger fish to fry when you're dealing with that type of sport. So, you know, be careful. And kids, and every kid don't just grow into football. Y'all start them off with that sometime when y'all put the football in their hand when they was born.
Like, this my boy. I think playing at the age of 8 to 10.
That's a young age to start again.
That's too young to be playing contact sport.
Like, and they run with.
And Pop Warner is huge. I mean, it is a million dollar
business. That's like Westbrook College is huge like that too. What's the other tribal ball? Is that
basketball? Okay, yeah, that's basketball. AAU. But yeah, Pop Warner is huge. And I can recall my cousin playing Pop Warner when we was growing up, and I didn't even realize how huge it was until I became an adult and had my own children. But it is very big. Like, it is a money talk, you know. But I think kids are too young. And it has been situations that children has died at the age of 10
very
and 12.
Young. From and then but this is the thing. They don't be knowing that.
They don't know.
But you know that after they pass on, they do that autopsy. It came from a head injury, or they had a minor concussion that erupted in a child's head. They small kids.
And some don't even go get time to grow, get checked out. Especially when it comes to college football, kids, they still be wanting to get out there on the field. That goes back to what we was just saying, how they're trying to get out their neighborhoods to really to take care of their families. So when they have these injuries in college and they don't want to sit on the sideline because they that star athlete in college, you know, that's the next person to actually bring generational wealth to their family. You know. It's terrifying to them. They still want to be out there on the field, but instead of them going to get checked out, taking that time off like they need to, they decide not to, and they go back out there on that field, and they really don't know what's going on with those head injuries. So, man, you got to be careful. You got to make smart decisions. We understand, you know, we kids, men and females want to play sports, and you want to get to that next level, but you also got to take care of yourself first. And know what's important. Make smart decisions when it comes down to stuff like that. Because, look, you want to be able to live. Look, I want to always tell people, I want to live to see what my grandma see. My grandma see in like 4 generations.
Exactly.
So, look, if I'm able to see that, I'm blessed. That's blessed.
And I think we limit ourselves when we start putting certain stresses on our bodies. Yeah. And that kind of changes things.
Y'all tell us what you think about that.
Hit us up. Let us know what you all think about that. We definitely want some feedback on that. Because that's our take on the worldwide phenom of, you know, brain injuries and head injuries in sports and stuff. You know, this is just from a woman's point of view. We're not out there hitting helmets living our dreams.
But we don't research them. What we know.
Thank y'all for joining us today on the podcast. We really appreciate y'all for tuning in. Always have a wonderful rest of the week. It's cold though, so stay bundled. I know it's gonna be rainy if you're in the Tyler area.
It will be rainy.
Will be pouring now Friday, so just be prepared for that. That means it's gonna be another shift.
Feel bad for y'all that's going to the black part.
Don't do that.
Get ready though.
Only raining Friday for right now.
It's still gonna be cold though.
Yeah, come visit J2 Couture if you need something to wear to that all black.
If you need your hair done,
a full face. Come slide.
Hey, www.j2couture.com.
And as always, thank you all so much for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right. See y'all next week. Bye.
Peace.